Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Channel 9 Live. We have been celebrating the launch of the Kinect for Windows SDK. And with me are two of the guys who participated in the CodeCampy 24-hour hackathon. We've been showing you demos all day long from what these guys created in 24 hours. And this is our, I don't want to say I saved the best for last, but, you know, I won't say that. But I will say that you guys have an amazing demo. So why don't you introduce yourselves and tell us where you're from.
My name is Julian Dale, and I'm a student at Lewis and Clark College.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm Nick Wilson, and I'm also a student at Lewis and Clark.
Great. And so now that's down in Portland, right?
Yeah.
Portland, did you guys drive up together?
Yeah, we did.
Uh-huh. And did you have any idea of what you were going to build beforehand, or did you just come up with all once you got the kit?
I mean, we took a look at some other applications people have been making the night before, but we also knew coming into it that we had never programmed with Visual Studio.
Really? Okay.
Or C#. Neither of us had ever used C#, so it was really something.
What languages do you program in?
Java or C.
Java, right?
Yeah.
Great. So this is your first attempt at this. Tell us what you built.
Well, we recreated the oldest video game we know, Pong.
Nice.
We updated it to Pong 2.0, compatible with Microsoft Kinect.
Okay.
We thought it was kind of cool to go, you know, Pong is kind of the oldest video game and Kinect is the new thing, so we thought it would be kind of cool to combine the two and to see what you get.
Absolutely. So are you the tennis racket or are you the ball?
Well, yeah, you control the... Oh, we could have made it the player be the ball. We didn't think of that. But you're the paddle for right now.
Gotcha.
Maybe next version you'll be the ball.
Great. Well, I'm gonna let you guys take it over and okay. Show us what you built, and then we'll have a quick chat afterwards.
All right. Sounds great.
So it's a two-player game.
It is a two-player game.
Excellent.
Yeah. And it's coming up.
Okay, I see it.
There we go. Yep, you're on. All right, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Bring it. Oh, that took a weird bounce. That's not fair.
Oh, Team Pink wins! Yeah. All right, two out of three. Come on.
Okay, let's do it.
Two out of three. Yeah. Can't accept defeat so easily, man.
I wasn't ready to accept.
He wasn't ready.
No. One of the new features that we
hold on.
One of the things we incorporated that we thought would make it a little more apt to the Kinect is because of a limit on the ball speed.
Yeah.
We made it so that the bounces have a little bit of randomness to the direction at which they come off the paddle or the wall.
It really adds to the difficulty level.
You're dead.
Yeah. All right, well, we got a tie score here.
Yeah,
I think we need to finish it up. It's a nail biter.
It is.
I have faith in
ball.
You. All right, this is it.
Wait, we got a full screen here. Oh, gosh, I hate trackpads.
Deathmatch. Pink versus orange. Okay. All right, you're the champion,
yep.
Nick. There you go. So thank you much. So now, since this was your first time sort of developing for Kinect, is this something did you enjoy it? Would you do it again? Would
yeah,
you recommend
really liked it?
It?
Really liked it. It was not knowing any C#. We coded it all in C#, and it was not hard to learn. We did it in 24 hours, and there's definitely more we could do, but I'm pretty proud of what we achieved. So.
I'm proud of what you achieved as well.
And I think a lot of people will be surprised. I know a lot of people think of this as an Xbox application, and I think once people, now that the SDK is out, once people get to see more of what you can do with the Kinect with the PC, it'll become a much bigger deal because there's a lot of different things you can use it for.
Great. Well, I can't wait to see what you guys come up next with. And did you actually use the entire 24 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you haven't slept.
I think I got a 10-minute nap. I fell asleep in my car when I went out to grab something at like 5 or 6 this morning.
All right, well, then I hope you're taking the train and not driving back to Portland. Anyway, thank you guys so much. This is awesome. I'm gonna send it back to... Can we play while we take them out?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, let's play. Well, we're going to send it over to Dan and Jeff for the final comments while I take over on Team Orange here at Kinect
right,
Pong 2.0.
All right. You got to keep it up. And when you put your hand down, it starts it.
And we're back.
Yeah, we are back. So, folks, Dan Fernandez.
Jeff Sandquist.
Yeah, we just wanted to close up, again, the download link, and we're going to keep pushing this, research.microsoft.com/ConnectSDK. So really, this is a beta. It's an open beta. We want your feedback. Give us that feedback in the forums. We want to know the kinds of applications, the kinds of scenarios that you're building. So that's my big takeaway. Download it. Give us feedback. Yeah. What about yourself?
Have fun. It's been a great day. I mean, just thank you, everyone, for watching the broadcast. Sorry for the little disruption. Turns out there was a substation fire in Redmond that caused quite a surge across the whole general area. I also think it had a little bit to do with all the excitement of Connect.
Connect is hot. That's the problem. Yeah. And really, the kudos to those folks who work 24 hours to make those awesome applications. So everybody at Code Camp did an amazing job. So I love seeing the applications.
I hope the Code Campers are getting some sleep, because that's pretty crazy. But just, you know, I think when we did the Code Camp thing, we were freaking out. In fact, I remember you and I were even walking around the hallway going, oh my God, we're going to have all of these projects. Is anybody going to get these things done? And oh my gosh, I can't believe what people got done in such a short period of time. I mean, it says a lot about being able to develop using this SDK.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's, you know, this is just the beginning, right? There's so many applications. This is what people could do in 24 hours. What are people going to do when they have much more time?
Great reminder, too, is all of this content and much more is going to be available on Channel 9. You can rewind the stream. We're going to have, in the events area, we'll have this event. Coding for Fun has a project gallery, a blog that we launched today. Greg Duncan is going to be profiling your awesome work. So develop things with Connect, SDK on Windows. Let us know about your projects, and we're going to go highlight them on Channel 9.
Great, great point, Jeff, because we're going to be highlighting projects that you all build. You'll be able to be on there, and that's channel9msdn.com/codingforfun/connect.
Well, there isn't much more fun with coding than coding with Connect, so I think we're going to call it a day, maybe have a few more Red Bulls to get by, and just have fun, everybody. Thank you for tuning in.
Thanks.